Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The way to honor God is to get up each day with passion, being your best, pursuing what He put in your heart. Don't get stuck in the potholes of life. Shake off the offenses. Shake off what somebody said. Shake off self-pity, bitterness. God saw everything that happened to you. He knows what was unfair. He knows how you were treated. Nothing is a surprise to Him. If you'll keep moving forward, He'll not only bring you out, He'll bring you out better.
I say feels like death. The death of my ideas is the birthing place of His purpose. God works in crushing. And it pleased Him to bruise. It pleased God to bruise us. Not because He is sadistic. Not because we are masochistic. It pleases Him to bruise us because He knows that the end result will put us in a state where we can no longer ferment, where we can handle a setback, a disappointment, where we can handle a hurt. See, wine doesn't spoil. It'll last for years and years and years in the dark, in the basement, in the cellar, because it's been through enough crushing to endure time. And you can tell when a person has been crushed because they are survivors. Just like that, God can move you from nowhere to somewhere with such rapid speed that you need not be troubled by the years of being ignored. Because once God moves you to the forefront, you will never be ignored again. So you should savor that time and allow that time to prepare you, because once you are famous, you can never be anonymous again. You can be infamous, but you can never be anonymous. What it costs you to walk up into the light of God's presence, or into the light of jazz, or into the light of politics, or into the light of entertainment, you never can go back again. You will always be recognizable.
We don't need faith to direct us when everything falls into place. We need faith to sustain us when all hell is breaking loose. When you look at your Bible with one hand and you look at your life with the other and you say, Lord, I see what you said, but look what I'm going through, and nothing that I'm going through is lining up with what you said. That's where we need teaching. I don't need you to tell me how to act when I get healed. I need to teach me how to survive when I don't get healed. I don't need you to tell me how to shout when I got a new job, a new house, a new car, a new wife, a new circumstance. I got enough sense to be happy when things go right, but teach me how to be happy when all hell is breaking loose. Things are getting bad instead of better. Teach me how to stand when it's raining down on my face, and tell me how to keep trusting God when He says no. Our destiny is never tied to anybody that left. The Bible said that they came out from us, that it might be made manifest that they were not of us. For had they been of us, no doubt they would have continued with us. People leave you because they're not joined to you. And if they're not joined to you, you get super glued and you can't make them stay. Let them go. Your ideals balanced against your realities. Your strengths balanced against your weaknesses. Your triumphs balanced against your tragedies. Everybody has them. Nobody escapes. Don't let rich folk fool you. In some area of their life, they are impoverished. Don't let poor people fool you. In the midst of all of their financial poverty, if you get close to them, you will find that the poorest among us has a rich that cannot be tabulated in an account. Life is fair. If you have deep revelation, if you have supernatural knowledge, there's always going to be something to balance out. You're going to be wise over here and a fool over here. Y'all don't want to talk to me today. You're going to be victorious about this and you're going to be victimized about this. Every victor is a victim in some area of their life, and every victim is a victor in some area of their life. They may not tell you.
Let me show you this. We all live inside a bubble, right? This is our world. We go to church here. We work over here. We go get our coffee over here. We go to this park over here. We usually go over here to, you know, hang out with friends. This is our favorite club. This is our world. This is our favorite spot on the beach. We all live in this bubble. What you got to do to get the life that God wants you to have, you got to put more air in your bubble. You got to blow your bubble up. Expand yourself. Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful. Start putting some pressure on. Put some pressure on yourself. Get out here and get about it. Look, I'd love to sugarcoat this thing for you. I'd love to tell you, look, you can go out here and get rich, do a couple of things. That ain't happening. You got to get real doggish. You got to get downright funky if you want to make it. Now, like I was telling you before, if you want to be ordinary, you ain't even got to listen to me. Just go on about your business. If you think ordinary's cool, ain't no problem. It's some really, really wonderful, ordinary people. But if you are sitting in this room and you have extraordinary aspirations, then you're going to have to do extra. You put extra on top of ordinary and you come up with extraordinary. It's no other way. I'm sorry. But here's the fact. All of you have extraordinary capabilities. All of you. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category. Rich people don't sleep 8 hours a day. That's a third of your life. It ain't even 24 hours in a day. You cannot be sleep 8 hours a day. You can't live in LA and wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. The stock market been open 2 hours. They already making decisions about your life and your ass will sleep. The Bible says, he who loves to sleep and the folding of hands, poverty will set upon you like a thief in the night.
What are the things that you fear that's been keeping you from living your dream? That's been keeping you from doing some things that you would like to do? Just think about those things. And how do we begin to handle that? Abraham Maslow said that the life is about growth. And he said, you can either go back to your comfort zone. There you won't find any growth. Or you must be willing to go forward and face your fears again and again and again, because you're never going to have a fear-free existence. I mean, some fear is acceptable and legitimate. There are some things that you really should be afraid of. Now, you shouldn't allow it to immobilize you. You acknowledge it, you take it into account, and you carry yourself accordingly. There are times that we should proceed with caution. But it's the difference between being stopped by fear. It's the difference between having a fear and the fear having you. So what do we do? One, acknowledge it. And knowing that it's okay. Don't condemn yourself for being afraid. It's perfectly fine to have some fears. You acknowledge your fears, you embrace those fears, and then you move on. You act on whatever it is that you fear. Because once you embrace it, see, what you resist will persist. What you resist will persist. So one of the most important things is to begin to embrace your fear.
It's easy to get comfortable in life with things that are less than God's best. We know there's more in us, but we don't want to have to stretch. We don't want to take that risk. What if it doesn't work out? What if the door doesn't open? We can get comfortable with friends that are pulling us down, comfortable with addictions, comfortable with self-pity, always thinking about what we didn't get, how we're at a disadvantage. The problem with staying comfortable is you will miss your destiny. When God is about to take you higher, there will always be this conflict, something you have to choose, comfort or calling. Are you going to stay where you are, not rock the boat, not have to stretch, not have to be more disciplined, not have to push past your fears? Are you going to choose to stay comfortable, or are you going to step out in faith and take a risk? If you'll leave the comfort and come into the calling, God will make things happen that you couldn't make happen. But too often we think, when I get the courage, I'll do this. When I have the strength, the confidence, then I'll get out of my comfort zone. Then I'll forgive the person that hurt me. Then I'll deal with this bad attitude. But if you're waiting to feel what you need to feel, you'll be waiting your whole life. You may not ever feel like forgiving that person that did you wrong. You feel bitter. You feel angry. You have to make a move, then God will make a move. You may not have the strength now. That's because God's waiting for you to move. When you step out, strength will come. Courage will come. Favor will come. Are you choosing comfort over the calling? Are there areas where you know you need to make changes? You need to work on a relationship? You need to forgive? You need to stretch? But you're letting fear, what people will think, how it seems too hard to keep you in your comfort? God is saying, if you'll choose my calling over your comfort, if you'll do what I'm asking you to do, even though it's difficult, then I'll step in and give you supernatural strength. I'll give you the boldness, the courage, the favor to accomplish dreams, to overcome obstacles, to go where you couldn't go on your own. Sometimes when we're dysfunctional, we like to get around other dysfunctional people. That way we feel more at ease. When we're insecure, we find other people that are insecure. When we're struggling with an addiction, we find other people that are addicted. No, don't get around people that enable your dysfunction. If you're depressed, don't hang around people that are depressed. If you're fighting an illness, don't go find other people that are sick so you can sit around and talk about your illnesses. Hang around people that have what you want, not people that are struggling with what you struggle with. The enemy would love for you to stay in a limited environment that holds you down, limits your vision, keeps you from dreaming, believing, expecting. Don't fall into that trap. If you're depressed, find some happy friends. If you're addicted, find some free friends. If you're sick, find some healthy friends. If you're broke, find some blessed friends. Anytime God is going to do something new in your life, give you more influence, more favor, more anointing, more resources, there's going to be this test of being uncomfortable. Are you willing to stretch, to do something you've never done, move away from tradition, from certain people, from what you're familiar with? Don't let the comfort keep you from the calling. Where God is taking you is going to require risk. You're going to have to leave what's familiar and step into the unknown. Like this man, God is going to ask you to do things that you don't think you can do. In your own ability, you can't. But when you take that step of faith, God will step in and give you supernatural ability. But sometimes we've been a certain way so long, we've convinced ourselves of what we can't do. I can't run my department. I don't have the talent. I can't break this addiction. I've had it since high school. I can't get the compact center. I've only been ministering for 2 years. God doesn't ask you and then not give you what you need. The question is, are you going to stay comfortable where it's safe, or are you going to step into your calling? I'm not saying this is easy. If it was easy, everyone would do it. This takes boldness. This takes a made-up mind that says, I am not going to let fear, insecurity, what I don't think I can do, keep me in my limited environment. I'm going to stretch. I'm going to take risk. I may have to hurt some feelings, but I'm going to make changes to follow the call. Not going to sit around in dysfunction, surrounded by dysfunctional friends. I'm going to rise and walk. Your destiny is too great. Your assignment too important to let fear. What will people think? What if it doesn't work out? To hold you back. If you know how everything is going to work out, you don't need faith. If you can accomplish your dreams in your own ability, then your dreams are too small. That may be a stepping stone, but God will put dreams in your heart where you don't have the finances, the connections, the experience. If He doesn't show up, then it won't happen. And you'll be tempted to think like the lame man. I can't walk. God, you're telling me to do something that I've never done. If you'll take that step of faith, you'll see God do something that you've never seen. You'll see doors open that you couldn't open. You'll see divine connections. People show up that want to help you. Things fall into place. That's because in your calling, there's favor. In your calling, opportunities will find you. In your calling, you'll break addictions. You'll beat the cancer. You'll defeat that depression. But in your comfort, you'll get stuck where you are. If you're always comfortable, then there'll be lack, dysfunction, mediocrity. God is saying to you, I'm calling you up higher. I'm calling you into abundance. I'm calling you into freedom. I'm calling you into new levels. Now don't let comfort hold you back. The fear may still be there, but you have to act on your purpose, not on your fear. Fear will keep you from your destiny. Fear will keep you by the pool another year. You may feel fear, but you have to do it afraid. As you step out, courage will come. Confidence will show up. The favor, the blessing, the healing, it's waiting for you, not in your comfort, but in your calling.
Get all the MasterForce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with MasterForce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with MasterForce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.